Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Welcome to our broadcast, our radio program, Health by Design broadcast. My name is Monisha. I am your host for this afternoon. Greetings to everyone. We would like to bring on our speaker, which is will be Chaplain Michael, and he's going to speak on the topic, the greater need. So, Chaplain Michael, we would like to invite you on for and allow the Holy Spirit to lead, and let God give you whatever He gives you, let Him give it to you. And we welcome you on, Chaplain Michael. Hello, Chaplain Michael. Hello, Chaplain Michael, are you on? Okay, hold on 1 second. Chaplain Michael, are you on? Okay.
You hear me?
Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chaplain. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Okay, awesome. We are so excited to have you on the radio show. And we would love to hear your topic, the greater need. And talk about the greater need, and the theme for this month is physical fitness and health awareness, and the greater need ties right into that. So we're going to let you go ahead and talk on the greater need, and take it away.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's such a joyful morning today. The sun is beautiful out there. Amen. Such a beautiful day the Lord has made that we would rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm Chaplain Michael. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for this blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been greetings from Hope Chaplaincy Ministry. Amen. I'm the chaplain at Delray Medical Center. Amen. Amen. And today we're going to talk about the greater need, amen, the greater need, because every one of us have a greater need in our lives. There's a greater need in the church, there's a greater need in the choir, there's a greater need in every aspect of God's ministry, amen, for our lives. And today the topic is physical fitness and health awareness. A lot of us is very conscious and aware of our health, and a lot of us want to be physical fit, amen. There's a lot of things we like to do, amen. But as the years goes by, amen, our body goes through different changes, different crises, amen. And I just thank God, amen, for being at the hospital, because I see many, many miracles what God had performed in the hospital through His word. and his word is the one that does the healing. Amen. I thank God for his precious word, because when his word go forth, it go forth with power. Amen. And I was looking in here today, talk about a physician. Amen. Because a lot of us, amen, we go see the physician, because sometimes our body goes through changes, like I said, or we have different crises in our life, and we need to go see a physician. Amen. And a lot of us have a physician for our family, amen, for our loved ones, amen. So the Bible is talking here, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Here, the Bible, hello?
Yes, I'm here, amen.
Amen, amen. Here in the Bible, it says in Matthew 9, hallelujah, Matthew 9:12, it says here, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, what the word of God said, when Jesus heard what the Pharisees and them were saying to the disciples, to his disciples, why eateth your master with politics and sinners? They want to know why, the Pharisees, they want to know why are your master sitting with these people? These are low-class people. But Jesus turned around. When he heard that, he says, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Amen. So what he's saying, that those that are whole, it means it's saying it is not the healthy who need a doctor. Amen.
Amen.
It's not the healthy, amen, but the sick. So Jesus tell him, I came for the sinners. I came for those who are sick, because sickness come in different forms. Amen. Even when we turn our back away from God and we go back to our old lifestyle in sin, that's a sickness. Amen. Also, when our body go through and we get a fever, we get sick. Or we have diabetes, or things taking place in our body, our blood pressure rise up. That's being sick. So we go see a physician, amen, and then he signs us to a hospital. But here, God is saying, it's not the healthy he came for, but he came for those who are sick, those who have chronic sickness, chronic pain, those who go through diabetes, those who have cancer, amen, those who are sinning. Amen. Those who are living a lifestyle of sin, they are sick. It's a sick disease. Amen. That what we inherit from way back from Adam. Amen. Because Adam has fallen. Adam has sinned. So we inherit that sin. We inherit. So now we have to go through the suffering, and we have to pay a price for that. So God say that he don't need no sacrifice no more. Amen.
Okay.
But he need for us to come to him. Amen. Because we know we got different crises taking place in our mortal body. So we need to go to him and ask him and say, God, please, because you know why? Because he's a healer. Amen. He's our provider. He's the one that take care of us. He's our creator. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God is here to heal us in every situation. Amen. Sometimes we could be stressed out. Amen. We could be depressed. Amen. All these signs of sickness. We depressed. We stressed. Amen. Hallelujah. Our body go through different changes. But here, like he says here, he says, but go ye and learn what that means. He told the Pharisees and them, go and learn what that means. When I say those who are healthy need not a doctor, you go and you do a research and you learn what that meaning, what I say to you. And when you get that meaning, then you come back. When you get that revelation, then you come back and you let me know. Amen. So he says, I will have mercy He have mercy upon us because he know that we can go through certain things in this body. That's why he say, and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. And he's calling his people. Amen. No matter what's going on in your life, if you fall away, amen, if you've been drawn by the lust, if you've been drawn by temptation, if you've been drawn in any kind of temptation way, in every different level, God is saying, amen, he's here to heal you. He's here to minister to you. He's here to touch your mortal body. Because he says here in Jeremiah, hallelujah, Jeremiah 30, verse 17, this is one of my favorite scriptures I use in the hospital. He says, for I will restore health unto thee. So whoever, amen, needs the health to restore, amen, you just say your name, amen. If your body's going through, amen, any kind of crisis, any kind of pain, anything, amen, all you got to say, or if you fall in sin, amen, all you got to do is repent. Amen. When you repent, amen, you come before God with a clean slate. Amen. You can even use your name in Jeremiah 30:17. Amen. He said, for I will restore health, amen, unto you. Amen. So you may take it to Joe, you talk it to whoever. You put your name in there, and I will heal you of thy wounds. Amen. God is talking to you. He wants to heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Amen. Because they call thee an outcast. Amen. Saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Amen. God is calling you because we represent Zion. Amen. God wants us to come on back to him. Come on back to your first love. God is able to cleanse you and wash you. Amen. Because he said the more you read out your word, the more you get washed. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, listen, by my stripes you are healed. Every 39 stripes you took, you are healed. Amen. You go in Isaiah, he talk about healing. Amen. Hallelujah. How the pain that he took, the beating that he took. Amen. Just for you and I today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said this here in three times, the same verse in Matthew 9, 12, and 13. He said this three times. Amen. He said it in Mark 2, 17, and he said it in Luke 5, 31, and Luke 4, 23. Amen. He said the same thing. They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hallelujah. Some of us want to run with a sick mind. Amen. Praise God. I put in your hands over to our host, Maisha.
What we're going to do now is we're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you once again. Welcome back to Health by Design Radio Network. And we would like for Chaplain Michael to continue with the greater need topic. Chaplain?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The greater need. Amen. The greater need. Amen. Yeah. This what here what he's talking about, amen. And we're going now to Mark 2:17. Amen. And in Mark, hallelujah. Amen. First I'm gonna go to Amen. Hallelujah. In the Chaplaincy Ministry, Hope Chaplaincy Ministry. Amen. We have openers. We're looking for volunteers. Hallelujah. Volunteers that amen, that desire to be bunkers, in the hospital, amen, to do our work for God, hallelujah, amen. Our main tool is the word of God, hallelujah. And I bring forth to let you know, amen, you can contact me, amen, at number 561-714-8812, amen, hallelujah. I'm Captain Michael, amen. And you just contact me through that number, amen, and I give you more further information you need to know, amen, about the ministry, hallelujah. I thank God, amen. Here in Luke, in Mark 2:17, it says, when Jesus heard it, amen, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. Amen. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. It's the same thing. Hear what God is saying when he heard the Pharisees saying, amen. Hallelujah. And God is calling us to repent. Amen. To repent. Amen. Because here we go in, hallelujah, in the book of Psalms. Amen. I'm going here in the book of Psalms. And it says here, yeah, and this was an awesome verse here that I came to last night when I went to Pastor David when she was speaking at the church in Rivera. Amen. I like what it says there. The word of God says in Psalms 91, because he had set his love upon us. Amen. See, God has set his love upon each of us. Amen. Because why? Because he died on the cross for us. That's how much he loves us. Amen. Amen. He was on top of the cross and he died. Amen. He gave the ghost up. Amen. For each one of us that we had to go through suffering no more. Hallelujah. That we had to give a sacrifice no more. But we give our bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and pleasant unto him. Hallelujah, Lord. He says, yeah, amen. Therefore will I deliver him. Hallelujah. God said he will deliver you. God said I will set him on high. Hallelujah. When God comes and he delivers you, when you come before God and you and ask for repentance and forgiveness, amen, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, amen, he will set you on high, amen. He said, because he had known my name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying, listen, you know my name. You know what I'm able to do for you. Amen. Because I'm the one that created you. I made you. I formed you. Amen. And he said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God said he will answer you. So all you got to do is open your mouth and call on him. Call on him. Amen. God give an aid to his people that he loves, because he loves us so much. He said, call on me, and I will hear you. I will answer you. I will be with him in trouble. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, listen, Pastor, he will be with you in trouble. If you're going through troubled times right now, if you're going through trials, if you're going through difficulty, amen, whatever you're going through, amen. God says, I will be with him. Oh, hey, he will be with you. He will be with you. Amen. He's right there. The presence of God is everywhere. He's right there. All you got to do is call on him. And say, I will deliver him. He will deliver you. Whatever situation that we get ourselves into, whatever situation we face, whatever situation we're going through, amen, God will deliver you. There's nothing greater. There's nothing hard for God to do. There's nothing greater than God. That is the almost high priest. He's the high priest, amen. He's the ultimate high priest. He's the ultimate high priest, and he's the high priest, amen, looking down on heaven, on his loved ones, on his children, amen. And
amen.
He says, yeah, I will deliver him and honor him, amen. God will deliver you. When God delivers you, God throw your sins as far to the east as to the west, amen. And he will honor you. God doesn't remember your sin no more. Whatever you get involved in, God will remember it no more. Oh, God knows that he delivered you and he loves you. His love is greater than anything else in this world. Hallelujah, Lord. He said, with long life, I will sanctify him. You're going to have eternal life. God will give you life abundantly. Amen. Because why? Because you want to know him more. You want to get closer to your Lord and Savior. You want to be under his wings. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants you to abide under his shadow of the Mighty High God. Amen. He's our priest. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. And God said, amen, and show him my salvation. God wants to show you the miracles and the signs and the gifts. Amen. And his salvation. Amen. All comes in a package. Amen. He wants to show you his salvation. He's going to show you the great things he could do in your life. Amen. But we got to be willing to give our life over to him. Because once we do that, our life is not our own no more. Hallelujah. But we were bought by a price. Hallelujah. We are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank God. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Because I know, amen, God say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Amen. God is my refuge. I will say that because God is my refuge. Amen. And he's my fortress, my God. In whom will I trust? He's my God. I don't know about you. Amen. I don't know about your situation, but I know with my God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, I will put my trust in him. Because, hey, hallelujah, Lord, I want to put my trust in him than anything else in the world. Hallelujah. Because God is greater than anything out there in the world. Hallelujah. I will have the peace of God, amen, than go to tormented. Hallelujah. Than have, hallelujah, Lord, my God, a stressful mind. Hallelujah, Lord. I rather have a mind of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. We praise your holy name. Amen. The greater needs. Amen.
Amen. Some people feel like, you know, there's nothing left for them, and they feel, sad and depressed. What is your message to those people?
My message, the greater need is there's a greater need in each one of our lives, no matter what situation they face. Amen. The word of God is true. The word of God is not a lie. It's the true word of God, and it's a sound doctrine. Amen. And it's by the word of God that we will set us free. Amen. But it says, whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. So we have to come before God and give our heart to him. We got to give our heart. Amen. We got to ask God, amen, to come into our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen. We want you to come in and change my mind, change my thought, change my emotion, change what I'm thinking and what I'm going through. Deliver me, Lord, from this circumstances that I'm dealing with. And God is able. Amen. God has an ear to hear. Amen. And he's here in the church, but we are the church. Amen.
Amen. Another thing, we have a lot of people who don't believe in God, but they believe in a higher source. How do you respond to that? We have like 90 seconds. So how do you respond to that?
How do they respond to those who don't believe in God?
They say they don't believe in God, but they believe in a higher source. So how do you, what's your way to that?
Okay. I run to a lot of people in the house that say they don't believe in God, but they believe in a higher power. Amen. There's no other power higher on the earth. Some of them believe in the sun. Some believe in a butterfly or a tree. Amen. Instead of putting the belief in the Maker, in the Creator, but our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's He's the one we should put our faith in. Not in on a doorknob or a butterfly, amen. Because if you look around here and look at the creation, amen. Everything that God created is alive, amen. And the Spirit dwells in everything, amen. So for persons who don't, they want to believe in a higher power, there's no higher power than the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
And well, we want to thank you so much for being on the radio program with us, and we're so excited. We're so excited to have you. We thank you for being on with us. But what we're going to do is we're going to close out now. We have a few seconds, and we're very excited to see you all next week, and we look forward to being a part of what God has in store for us. And we always say we want you whole in every area of your life. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sorette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.